Welcome in on this Friday, November the 14th, 2014. Rod's Wonitzer, your host, filling in for Andy Bates today. He'll be back with us, God willing, on Monday. And it's a day to celebrate and thank God for 90 years of gospel proclamation here on Worldwide KFUO. 90 years, an amazing amount of time. I know personally you come around this historic heritage that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has, this thing called Worldwide KFUO, and it is absolutely humbling when you look at the men, the women, the congregations over this 90 years that have contributed to this amazing Christian radio station. One of the oldest, one of the longest continual broadcasting stations from one place, and that was at the seminary location here in St. Louis up until July of last year. And it is truly humbling and a blessing. And so we hope with the Lord's help to continue in that stream to get the good news out about Jesus Christ as much as we can around the globe. That's why we call ourselves Worldwide KFUO. Thanks be to God, He's given us the technology to do that 24/7, 365 via internet streaming. To help us glory in this, we have a special guest today. But before we bring him on and introduce him, let's tell all of you listeners that you have an opportunity to win a collector's item t-shirt about this anniversary. We're talking about the iLutheran t-shirt. Go on our website, or you can go on Facebook and see Pastor Matt Harrison. Took a picture, a selfie of himself in front of the Walther statue where we have draped this iLutheran t-shirt over his arm, and you can see how neat it is, and you can wear it around. I think a lot of people are going to get the opportunity to witness and tell people what a Lutheran really is about and how we are all about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here to talk and help us think about this, this thanks for 90 years, is our good friend, Pastor Nabil Noor. He's pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Armour, South Dakota, also fifth vice president of LCMS, regular guest on Thy Strong Word, a great friend and supporter of Worldwide KFUO. Greetings and blessings in Jesus, Nabil.
A blessed morning to you and greetings in the name of the only Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah indeed. How are you, dear brother?
I'm good. And yourself?
If I am so good, I can't stand it. If I was any better, I will be in heaven. I can't wait to get this. And you envision the day we're going to be in heaven seeing the Lamb who was slain for us. Can you envision what it would look like?
No, I can't.
All the saints,
I can't.
It's Adam and Eve and Abraham
my
and
goodness.
All the others.
Yeah, Marty Luther and Chemnitz and all the, you know, some of my former pets. This is going to be great. And you know, like my own grandfather that I never saw. So that's going to be wonderful.
Indeed, it will be. Indeed,
you know, I was preparing. I'm going to get out and fill a pulpit this Sunday, and the text given is that great. You know, you will see the Son of Man descending on the clouds with the angels from Daniel 7. So I'm thinking about that court scene that's all set. You know, with the people on the throne. So yeah, I've been thinking about that. And
well, let me help you with this one a little bit. I used it a long time ago in a sermon. And I talked about the court scene. And as you walk in, here is the accusing attorney, the prosecutor, and that's the devil.
Right.
And he takes you into one room after another, and it's just filled with folders of every sin you have ever committed. And he stands before God, and he says, Your Honor, this man deserved to die. Look at all of these sins. Every single one of them, and you bow your head in shame, acknowledging that these are all your sins. And just as the gavel is about to come down, all of a sudden the back doors open wide, and there walks in, dripping in blood, the Savior. And he stands before the Judge Eternal and says, Dear Father, that is true, that Rod and Nabil have sinned, but I have paid for them. you cannot punish them. The payment has been made. And the gavel comes down, and you are freed. And that brings joy and tears to my eyes, realizing that my Savior has paid for my sins. Mm.
What a great scene that you set for us, Nabil. That I love the part that you say, in walks Jesus, the defense attorney, dripping in blood, that holy shed blood, right? There's no forgiveness without the shedding of blood.
Amen to that.
There's
Amen
no life. There's no that. Life without the blood, and we know that even, you know, in our own health time, how they take blood from us and they analyze it, and the blood of Jesus, that pure holy blood, how much more does that free us from our sins?
Absolutely. I got to tell you this. You know that I had open heart surgery a year ago, and thankfully I'm back to normal again. But one of the disadvantages for being healthy. In my case, at least, my heart is strong, my arteries are good. Because of my age and my good heart, even though I had open heart surgery, that's genetics, I have to have a mechanical valve. So every month I have to go and check the proTime on my blood. And now I am, for the rest of my life, on Coumadin. And so I appreciate how freely the blood flows in my heart and in my arteries, in my lungs, and all of that. And without it, I would be dead in a heartbeat.
Right. Yeah, amazing technology and blessed technology that, you know, keeps you with us for, hopefully many more years, Nabil. You know, when you were talking about that courtroom scene, you know, I can't reflect back that right when I graduated from college, I was arrested illegally. I was an out-of-state resident. I was arrested in Colorado. And long story short, they illegally imprisoned me. I got an attorney. I took it to court. And, the courtroom scene is threatening when, the beginning thing, in walks the judge, right? And everybody rises.
Sure.
And then he seats everybody and he turns to the clerk of the court and he says, okay, she says case number blah, blah, blah. And then she said these words, Nabil, the state of Colorado versus Rodney Edward Zwanitzer. I gulped. I gulped when I heard it. The state of Colorado versus me.
The whole state against me.
And they had this district attorney there and with the highway patrolman that illegally arrested me for, and I want all the listeners to know what I was arrested for, making an illegal left-hand turn. Okay. And then the judge says to her, okay, read the charges against the defendant. And she reads from the automobile code, the vehicle code, okay, about him making an illegal turn. Then the judge turns to me and says, how do you plead? And I said, not guilty, Your Honor. Of course, then comes the evidence first with the accusing attorney, as you say, the devil, okay, in the big court. And, here's what's neat. It struck me and impacted me so much. The state of Colorado versus little old me.
Right.
I was thinking in that court that day, if the judge asked, how do you plead, Rod and Nabil, to these charges of breaking the law? You and I are going to say, guilty as charged. We're poor, miserable sinners. But don't stop there, right, as we confess every Lord's Day when we come into his presence together. Hey, don't stop there that we're poor, miserable sinners. But look at the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of the defense attorney over there. You know, please, please.
Absolutely.
And that scene
is... Rod, I know we are getting into the program, but whenever I have been with you on the radio or whenever I have been on the radio with other hosts, the one thing we have always done, and I think we need to do this for the benefit of our people, we went to the throne of grace in prayer. And I think it's only fitting, A, to thank God for the privilege that we can use the medium of communication, the radio, the internet, to let the people everywhere hear the message of the gospel. How about if we do that at this
Please,
moment?
And then that'll give us great talking points.
Excellent. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, just before you ascended into heaven, you gave your disciples who denied you, who fled from you, a wonderful and a blessed mission. Go into all the world, make disciples by baptizing and teaching. And through their ministry, we were privileged to hear the message of the good news that Jesus died for us and rose again. Throughout the centuries, many have given their lives to get the message out. And even in our own church body, over 90 years ago, the vision of few men of God, specifically Paul Meyer, who thought of using the radio to get the gospel out. And for over 90 years, the message of the good news that salvation by grace alone has been echoed through microphones and different speakers and different entities. As we observe and celebrate 90 years of your blessings today, we implore you to continue to equip us with your Spirit. Give us the wisdom to reach out in love and in mercy and in compassion to those who need to hear the message that changes lives forever. May the Savior be always glorified among us. May every person who sits behind the desk and these knobs and switches be used by you so that the message of the grace of God given to sinners like us might continue to echo, not only today, but for years to come, until we will be all gathered before the throne of grace with the Lamb and all of those who have lived and died for Him. It is in the name of Jesus that we boldly pray your blessings upon KFUO and its all personnel here and everywhere around the world. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Noor. And, you know, I just get too excited when I'm around you that I forgot to pray. So thank you for
so
catching
kind.
That and correcting
so
it. And you know, a small correction. You spoke of the one of the founders as being Paul Meyer. It was his dad.
No, that's correct.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah. But we, God and Paul and all of us knew that, who you were talking about.
Right.
You know,
you better introduce him to our people because I did make a mistake. Go ahead.
Sure. Dr. Paul Meyer, it was his dad, Dr. Walter Meyer.
Yeah. I know Paul so well, it just came out that way.
And you know, we had Paul on, I think it was last week, Nabil, talking about his memories of the start of KFUO his dad's relationship with Billy Graham, a young Billy Graham, and it's really good. You can go on our archives and listen to that. And, you know, Paul gets going, and it's so wonderful, you know. And he's got all these memories, firsthand memories, of the start of this beloved station and its history over time. It is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, Paul is such a good historian and a good theologian, that it is just marvelous to listen to him. You know, there's a great book out there for those of you that are into reading such, called A Man Spoke, A World Listened. And
correct.
It's his kind of autobiography, and he has a lot of these stories of worldwide KFUO in there. And you prayed it so well, and so let's focus on that. The messenger of good news. Without us preaching the grace of Jesus Christ and faith in Him and the blood shed for the forgiveness of all of our sins, we are wasting our time. We are going against what God would want us to do. How nice that you spoke those words of thanks and for the Lord's will and all that be done at this humble little radio station.
Well, you know, I speak from personal experience. Some of your listeners are familiar with me and my stories because I have shared this story before. I grew up in Israel as a Palestinian Christian under the worst of times, you know, going through the wars. And I was also raised as a Catholic. And so one of the things I would often do on Mount Carmel. Now, when I share these words, you know, people say, oh, my, that's wonderful. But when I was going to school at the Convent of Nazareth, it was situated on Lower Carmel. That's where I grew up, on the Mount of Carmel. And to atone for my sins, I would do what Luther did, you know, to atone for all the sins I have committed. And here's what I would do. I would get up to the mountain where we had the statue of Joseph. And I would find rocks that were so sharp, and I would kneel on these rocks, on both knees, until my knees began to bleed. And I did that I don't know how many times, and I'm paying for it right now because I have arthritis in my knees, okay? My point is this. I did not know what the gospel is until I came to this country where, you know, in the Arab world, this country is known as the big Shaitan or the big Satan, right? Israel is the small Shaitan, the small Satan. But it was in this place, going to a Lutheran church with a woman who is now my wife, that I heard the gospel proclaimed for the first time.
Mm.
You don't have to do anything to appease God. God has been appeased by the greatest sacrifice on Mount Moriah, not through the son of Abraham, but through the promise that Abraham said to Isaac, the Lord will provide. And that provision was given to us by the Lamb who was slain on the altar of the cross. And his blood that was shed, not mine, made me pure and holy in the presence of God. All that I did was for naught.
Sure. I want to ask you about your view of Jesus back in those days. Because Luther had problems with his view of Jesus before God showed him the pure gospel. But let's do something I'm remiss in inviting our listeners to call in with the opportunity to win one of these collector anniversary T-shirts from our 90 years. 314-821-0850 in the greater St. Louis listening area, or if you have that unlimited long-distance plan. Toll free in North America, 800-730-2727, or by email, kfuo@kfuo.org. Buzz and I will vote on who gives the best comment or question for Pastor Noor. It looks like somebody is trying to call in right now, which is great. So light up those lines, those email, and ask some great questions or comments on. Pastor, this is just fascinating to me, and I've heard you tell this story before. Mount Carmel, I mean, the battle between Elijah and the false prophets and all that. And was your view of Jesus anywhere like the one that Luther had before God opened his eyes to the gospel?
Oh, you got that right, man. I was so scared of Jesus. I was so terrified that my view... I am now a Lutheran pastor, thanks be to God, but my view was that he had a baseball bat, and whenever I got out of line, I got whacked on the head, and so I had to appease him constantly. Of course, that's the teaching that was being brought about as a Catholic.
Sure.
And so, in that regard, yes, I was terrified of Jesus. I never thought of him like we sing in the hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." That never dawned on me. And it never dawned on me that I could come to him, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. I never thought of that way.
Sure.
He was a God who was aloof, who was to be worshipped and feared, and we should do that. But there was no intimacy. There was no relationship. And by the way, for those of you who don't know Hebrew, Mount Carmel, of course, mountain is the abbreviation for mount, but Carmel literally means the vineyard of God. Now, you talk about blood, okay? The vineyard of God, that grape that's being squeezed, is what we get from God himself, his own very blood.
Mm.
Carmel, the vineyard of God. And what's a vineyard? What's the purpose of vineyard? To give us blessing after blessing.
Yeah, the rich cup of blessing that overflows, right?
You got it.
Psalm 23.
You are following me. I love it. I love it when you do that.
Well, it's biblical. I mean, how can it help not to find it? And that is the joy, is it not, Nabil, of reading all of Scripture back with under what Jesus did with the necessity of his perfect life, crucifixion, burial, resurrection, ascension, all of that.
That's right. You know, I just returned from Israel, actually, a week ago Saturday. I got back to the States. But a week before that, which was on a Thursday, the 29th, guess what I was at? Right on that same spot where Elijah killed the prophets. And I talk about that and the beauty of it and what does Elijah do and how does he call upon God and how God demonstrates his power of the destruction against all of those who someday will find out there's only one God.
Hey, Nabil, let me ask you this. I heard that you just got back from the Holy Land. Did you take a tour?
Yes, sir. I do that every year, single year. We had 39 people from 39 different states.
You know what I'm thinking?
Excuse me, from 9 different states. I apologize. From 9 different states. And I had 4 pastors, one from Illinois, 2 from Missouri, 2 from South Dakota. And it was just wonderful to have them also share, because what I do on my tour specifically is wherever we go, the scripture is read, what took place. And I preached on the shepherd's field in Bethlehem for Sunday of the Reformation. And the title of my sermon that day was, We Are Free Indeed.
Mm. Would you be at all interested in approaching the possibility of setting up a tour, a worldwide KFUO tour to the Holy Land?
Oh, I would love it.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, my gosh, man. You are getting my goosebumps all over.
Me too.
You bet.
That would be so...
Well, let's work at that.
Amen. Let's do that.
After we are visiting with this. You and I, you know, we've known each other for quite some time. The first time I met you was at the convention, if you remember. And
right.
You said, hey, you come over here and we talk. You remember that? Dear
yeah.
Brother?
Oh, we have it on video.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. God be praised. You know,
yeah.
I tell you what, sometimes I cry, Rod, I really do, in realizing how God has used a scum like me. I mean, I just cannot fathom, you know, when I'm invited to speak or teach, and that, A, people want to listen, and B, to show them Jesus from a perspective that I grew up and help them build that relationship that has already been worked through the Holy Spirit. I'm just in awe. I got to share this with you. I lost my sister at age 42. She had come about 7 years ago for my oldest son's wedding. Tony is my son. And she was here along with my other two sisters and my father. My mother has already been sainted, living in heaven with the Lamb eternal. And my sister, her name is Yasmin in Arabic or Jasmine in English, never complained, never once, although apparently afterwards I found out that she was in a lot of pain, and we did not know why. So when she went back home, she went to the doctor, and he said, no, you only have just fatigue from the trip, you know, sleeping different beds and stuff. To make the story short, she, after 2 weeks, the pain was so severe. She said, something wrong, you got to do something. Anyway, they checked her out, and on September the 14th, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, excuse me, she was diagnosed with cancer. Cancer was already in her lungs, liver, and her brains. And at age 42, she succumbed to death. But I was home before she passed away, and I spent 10 extra days after my tour with my sister, and I would lay right next to her in the bed, and I would read the scripture. And I will tell you this, that when I would read, she would hold my hand, and she says, you know, Nabil, when you are right next to me, I feel like Jesus is here. I can't forget those words. And that's what I think of KFUO and the ministry of 90 years. When the programs we usher, and I don't like all the programs, you know, I mean, they're just human nature. I like some better than others. But when the programs are being used by God, we see a different perspective of Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what my sister said to me. She says, Nabil, when you are here, I'm so thankful because you share with me the love of Jesus. Of course, realizing that she's a Catholic also. So I'm sharing with her the thoughts that I have from a Lutheran's perspective. I'm sharing the scriptures with her so that I can draw her ever closer to Jesus. And how appreciative I was able to spend those days with her before she was called home.
Well, the power is in that word, isn't it, when the Holy Spirit takes that.
Guess what?
And
she was called home on All Saints' Day.
All Saints' Day.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that's a great great story. Thanks for sharing that, Nabil.
Thanks for listening.
Because, you know, that's at the core of the church and of the whole body of Christ and our synod and this little radio station and our efforts to get that good news out there into the souls of the people. So let's take a little break and talk more about that on the other side.
How much time do I have? I need to make a quick run.
You got enough to make a run, 4 minutes.
All right, good enough. I'll be back.
And we'll be back after these messages. So call in 314-821-0850, 800-730-2727. Your chance to win an iLutheran t-shirt and more great stories and blessings from Pastor Nabil Noor on the other side here on Faith and Family.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Abortion's a human tragedy, especially for people who work inside an abortion mill. They come face to face with the reality of abortion. Sometimes it hardens their hearts and they become slaves to Satan. Others listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and get out of the abortion industry. This woman enjoyed the good pay and perks of the killing center, but it wasn't enough. She said, "In a tiny room with a biohazard sign on the door, I met God." There she was faced with 20 tiny people dismembered in petri dishes, each bearing the name of their mother. What this worker saw in most of them were, in her words, the tiny little faces of God's children. In a step of faith, she left her job and looked to God to fill the void.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF in my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
Jesus and the Bible exhorts us to agreement in all biblical teachings. I'm Rod Zwanitzer, one of the four hosts of Concord Matters, a show with that worthy goal, Concord, inviting you to join us Saturday mornings at 10 and repeated Tuesdays at 2 p.m., as well as 24/7 on demand.
Listen to Concord Matters on the Messenger of Good News, KFUO.
Whether you're a regular worshiper at the church of your choice or find it difficult for you to get to church on Sunday morning, you may benefit from our live worship broadcasts each week on KFUO. Our early service begins at 8 o'clock Central and originates from Trinity Lutheran Church in Edwardsville, Illinois, where Reverend John Shank is senior pastor. Our live late worship broadcast at 10:45 comes from Timothy Lutheran Church in St. Louis, where Senior Pastor Ron Rall presides during the worship service. Join us for the message of mercy and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, Sunday mornings on Worldwide KFUO.
KFUO celebrates our 90th anniversary. On December 14, 1924, from a small attic studio in St. Louis, KFUO was heard for the very first time. Our founders used the motto, keeping forward, upward, and onward, to go along with the call letters assigned to the station. And from that day on, KFUO has moved forward through each decade, proclaiming a Christ-centered message. We've moved upward with broadcasting in AM, FM, HD, and satellite syndication of KFUO programs. Worldwide KFUO continues to move onward, using today's technologies including internet streaming, on-demand programs, and podcasting. The mission of that first day is the mission we have today. Go out and proclaim the gospel. Now, through the end of January, join us for fun and memories during this 90-day celebration with a new theme each week, reflecting on our 90 years of ministry. KFUO, the messenger of good news.
We're back, and the program is Faith and Family. I'm your guest host today, Pastor Rod Zwanitzer, and we're talking with Pastor Nabil Nuer. He's pastor at Redeemer Lutheran Church, Armour, South Dakota. He's also fifth vice president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, regular guest on our Bible study program, Thy Strong Word, and he comes on often, and we love having him on. You can be on with Nabil as well, with your questions, your comments, and be one of those in the running for the I Lutheran t-shirt. Everybody that's seen this loves it. You can see it on our website or on Facebook. You'll be able to see President Matt Harrison with a selfie in front of the Walther statue with this t-shirt draped on his arm. Nabil, what a touching, wonderful story that you shared with us about your sister, her passing, and God blessing her through your sharing the word. You know, it's kind of like Worldwide KFUO. It's about sharing the word of God, because there's where the power is. As Jesus was always prone to say, it is written.
Amen to that.
And this is where, you know, that we should all be going. Why we're so into Bible study, we're so into unloading, unpacking the meaning of God's word, and you know, that's biblical too. I mean, the Ethiopian eunuch, he asked, "Hey, what does this passage mean from Isaiah?" And so that's what we're about. You know, I found out that, you know, some people think that when Lutherans say, what does this mean, that Luther invented it or we did. It's biblical. It's in Acts, maybe Acts 4, where it says, what does this mean? So that's what God is wanting us all to do, is he not? Is talk about this word and say, what does it mean? What does it center on? What should I take away from this? And isn't that what we're all about together in this thing called the Vineyard, the Church of Jesus Christ?
Right on the money. You know, I'm so thankful to Walter Meyer for, and I don't know who helped him, because I didn't do my research thoroughly well enough as far as coming up with the radio station acronym KFUO.
Well, those were the call letters that the government assigned.
It is. Yeah. I don't know how many of our people even know what it stands for. Keep forward, upward, onward. And notice where it's the focus first. Keep your eyes up. Look to the gifts from heaven above. Look onward to the mission field. Keep faithfully doing what God has called you to do. You know, there's so many things. I preach on KFUO, Lutheran Hour, not Lutheran Hour, but radio station Sunday, you know, KFUO Sunday. I've done that before, and I use those acronyms, and not only in that, but how do we, as the part of the body of believers who support the ministry of KFUO, because it is financially supported by the laborers of God's people, and how do we use that so that the message of the gospel will never be stifled or silenced? You know, and I appreciate the capacity now that we have with the internet And why do I say this? Because we do know that we have programs in the Middle East where ISIS is there, but we are also there bringing the comfort of the consolation of the gospel. And we do know that people listen. We know that. I know that because I have people on the inside telling us these things.
Boy, that's great. So yeah. you have people that communicate with you over there that say they get our signal, they listen.
Do you know how many people listen to the Middle Eastern Lutheran ministry on an average week? Do you want me to give you some good
sure,
news?
Sure.
5,000 hits a week.
Wow. Wow.
Middle Eastern Lutheran Ministries.
Sure.
And we use the radio programs. Some are translated. My sermons are given to a dear friend of mine in Lebanon. And so we do know. And they send out all kind of material underground. I got to tell you how sharp our people back there. You know, when the movie Jesus came out, the man that did it, Maurice Jachin, he had gone to somebody to duplicate it, okay? Knowing by him doing that, the guy at the store is going to make a copy for himself. And so what Maurice did is said, okay, I'm dropping this here. I want so many copies to make for me. I'll be back about 2 to 3 hours. Now, guess what happened in those 2-3 hours? That guy made as many copies as he could, and that copy went out to many Muslims who happened to see Jesus, the Lamb of God. Now, you talk about good news. There's so many ways that we can do ministry, even in places where we can't preach the gospel freely. Yet, underground, we are doing marvelous things, and I thank God for the ministry.
Amen. And so God has given this technology that also, you could say, in this kind of way, allows us to be that invisible missionary that the physical missionaries wouldn't be able to get in there.
You can't go into it right now, and I wouldn't want anybody to go into that country because your life is at stake, as you have seen with ISIS all over. But through this medium, they can't stop us.
So you listeners out there, you have a chance to ask a question, make a comment to our guest today, our special guest, Pastor Nabil Nawer, and you can do that 314-821-0850, 800-730-2727. We don't have anybody in line for the T-shirt, Nabil, so I guess we're going to have to send one to you if nobody calls in, huh?
I can always wear them. I'm very proud to wear the KFUO because I have T-shirts, I have shirts. I love it because people ask, what is this about? Oh, I'm so glad you ask. And I tell them about the program and the ministry, and I promote it as much as I possibly can.
Nabil, would you think that internet radio, like you were talking about in the Middle East and so forth, and worldwide KFUO, would be ministries that the listeners out there could pray about where they support send their support, you know, treasures to help this gospel to be proclaimed louder, stronger, and in more places and ways?
By all means. I mean, the opportunity for us today has never been any better for us to take the message as it is today. Today, through the gift of donors, we can put more lines out and more information out. So that's a great, great blessing, okay? And so we have great opportunities to communicate with others about the love of Jesus. And so, you know, the privilege that we have to be used by God through these activities just brings about tremendous golden opportunities. So if there's somebody there who is thinking of leaving an estate or wanting to support the ministry of the radio station, this is a great, great opportunity to do so.
Excellent. Now, you are part of what we call in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod the Presidium. This is the president of the Synod and 5 vice presidents, which you are one of. How, in your view, Nabil, does Worldwide KFUO fit in to the whole mission and focus of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
Well, that's a great question, servant of God. Think of it this way. There's Pastor Harrison, Pastor Mueller, Pastor Walraby, Pastor Preuss, Pastor Murray, Pastor Noor, and Pastor Coons. That's six of us, okay? And we can only meet so many people. Though we love the Lord, though we talk about the Lord, we preach often and we teach often, we don't have the capacity as KFUO does. You are an extension of what we do. You take our voice and you put it on the street. You put it in the ears. You put it in the hearts of people. And so, what do? We thank God for the opportunity, and we will continue to proclaim that message whenever opportunity is given for us, preaching at conventions, sermons, chapel at at the synodical headquarters, everywhere. But you folks, with the push of one button, may have 1,000 or 10,000 people listening at the same time. That's the beauty of KFUO and the ministry that you guys do. It's an extension of what we do on the local level and the international center.
Well said. And, you know, we really are a team and a family, are we not?
Absolutely.
That want to do these things together. And we couldn't do it without the support of all of you fine leaders in our church body, Pastor. And so we are blessed that you contribute in such great ways to our efforts to get that gospel out. And, when you're on, you can just feel the love and the passion, the excitement you have for Jesus. It just comes through the airwaves and through the my earphones that I'm listening to, and probably through the radios and the computers and Wi-Fi radios and all that around the globe. What a great opportunity it is to really proclaim Jesus with this technology. There are so many different ways and different groups that we're trying to reach with different kinds of programs with our music, and let's talk about that for a minute. You know, music is so powerful, and it's a powerful part of who we are here at Worldwide KFUO. Speak to us about, you know, because we're trying to bless the world through the gospel of Jesus Christ and all that we do, word and music. Let's talk about that music side, because if anybody's into music, is it not us Lutherans?
Absolutely. You know, music is the language of the heart. Luther said that, and others have said the same things. And what music does is when somebody is burdened, that music just changes the atmosphere, you know? And what I appreciate about music is the beauty of how the music transports us from where we are to somewhere else. That's what's so special about it, okay? And so when the music is being played, well, you know, I listen to a lot of Arabic music. Of course, KFUO does not do that. But in my language, I was talking to somebody just yesterday. I said, I was listening to this song, I start crying, because the words are so rich, so invigorating. And in our Lutheran hymnody, the words are so precious. You know, I did not really appreciate that when I came to this country, because I didn't know what that thing is all about. But now I do, and I appreciate that so much, because it allows me to see and be transported to a different way compared to what I used to be. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The music that is being shared, the words that are being spoken, the message is conveying, it takes us to a higher plateau that we don't get it otherwise.
It sure does. You know, Luther said it so well, being a good theologian and a good musician himself. that next to the Word of God, there's nothing so powerful as music that, you know, gets the Word of Jesus out there, as Paul says in Colossians 3.
Well, just think of this one that many people, we talked already about one hymn earlier, What a Friend We Have with Jesus, but think of the one that so many people know by heart, and little children sing it so often, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. You just think about that for just a moment, dear brother, and think the power of those words. You know, you and I, as pastors, are so privileged to stand in the pulpit and to share the words of God and the love of God. But what about that little four-year-old that stands up in Sunday school and says, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And how many times, and I'm sure you've witnessed that as a pastor, as people are speaking these words, there are tears in their eyes because they know the truth of that word and the power of that word.
Oh, yeah, and you've hit it. I mean, I know the times that, you know, I, as a pastor, have sung those words with the congregation and actually said, let's sing those. And you know, when you hit the parts that you said, for the Bible tells me so about his love, and also, I am weak, but he is strong. Wow. You know, I don't know if you're aware that we have commissioned Pastor Stephen Starkey, a great hymn writer, to write a hymn for us, KFUO, in honor of the 90th anniversary, and I have it, and it is magnificent.
Oh, you already wrote it?
Yes. And we're going to unveil it in chapel here later on, and probably just a little in the new year in January. And I'm so excited to share this with the church and everybody. It is so well done, and really talks about what we're talking about, Nabil, the messenger of good news. You know, it's not about KFUO and any of us and our programs. It's about the good news of Jesus Christ. And we're all we can be is servants of that word.
That's right on the money. It's funny that you use those same words. I would just, when you guys called, I was working on my homily for Sunday. And so in that message I share, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about him. It's about what Jesus has done. That's the beauty, and that's the joy we have as Christians, is to tell the greatest story that has ever been written and lived and carried out. God loving us enough to send his Son to be the Savior, and that Savior who was willing to die for all of our sins so that we who believe in him may never die. Is there anything sweeter and better to share with people everywhere?
There's nothing that's that good news, is it? And for the church, how dare us to try to say that some other news, you know, trumps that or even comes in close to that?
There isn't any.
There isn't any, is there? There's no hope among us than this name Jesus. There's no other name by which we must be saved.
I think I read that somewhere in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12. Is that the one you're talking about?
It sure is. It sure is. And
yes,
and
it is.
How blessed is it at the feet of those that get to speak this good news, Nabil? Like you were saying, it touches those of us that are able to do that, and you are such a prime example of that. It is such a wonderful thing to hear you talk about Jesus and how he has loved you, pursued you, and now blessed you with a repaired heart.
That's right. You know, I call myself the bionic man now because I'm worth about $300,000. That's how much my surgery cost. But, you know, all kidding aside, dear brother, you think of what the prophet said. God will give us a new heart. Not a heart of stone, but a heart of flesh. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit in baptism that takes our darkened heart and touches us in such a way, dear brother, that it conveys to us the new life that we have because of Christ. And all along the journey of life, we are nurtured daily so that we might live for him. And what better privilege we have than sharing the good news with those around us.
You know, that is saying it all and so well. And this life in Jesus Christ is never, you know, self-focused or of what, you know, it's about for me. It's about outward to our neighbor and to our world, to the good people there in Armour, South Dakota, throughout the state, throughout the United States, throughout the world, that's our view. That's who we are about. You know, Jesus said, you know, you start at Jerusalem, then you go out to Samaria, and then the far parts of the globe. And you know what that means probably more than us who are raised here in America or other parts, Nabil, that it starts right there in Jerusalem and spreads almost like the shock waves of earthquakes that go out, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And turn the world upside down with the good news.
Absolutely. And, you know, here is what is so amazing. Here's what's so amazing, dear brother. You think of it this way. Jesus had 12 disciples. One of them passed away, and they picked another one. And those 12 changed the world, one soul at a time. You know, if there's any man out there or a woman out there who thinks they cannot contribute to the ministry, they're forgetting it's not about them. It's the power of the word. Because in Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, God says, as the snow and the rain comes down and waters the earth and brings food to the sower and bread to the eater, so does my word that goes out of my mouth. It will never come to me empty until it accomplishes its purpose. Every single boy and girl, every single woman and man, be it pastor or people, we have the blessed joy of sharing the greatest news the world has ever heard. And we know that in spite of us, God uses us in a very special way with the gift he's bestowed upon us to change the hearts of people, one soul at a time, as the disciples did.
Nabil, are you as moved as I am when I read Martin Luther? He is a man of the word. That's what I took away, the thousands of pages that I have been blessed to read of Martin Luther. One thing, that's what impresses me. This man is about the word of God. He doesn't want anything else because he knows there's the power, there's the salvation for not only him, but for everybody. And so, you know, what a blessing you are to the Lutheran Church and to Christianity, Nabil. You are such a dear, sweet Christian man. And I must say to you, my dear brother, you know, your background, your experience has caused you to have this unbelievable passion. So we are so blessed to have you as a friend and ally of Worldwide KFUO. And we thank you for coming on today. Any last comments?
Yes, I do. I wanted to go back to your thoughts about Luther and the man of the word. One of the greatest quotations that I memorized from Luther was this. Somebody asked Luther, Dr. Luther, do you feel that you are forgiven? And he said, absolutely not. But I know that I am forgiven because God's word said so. See, it's not about feelings. It's the concrete. It is the absolute certainty that in that word made flesh, there is forgiveness of sins and life eternal.
Amen. We got to go. Nabil, stay on the line. You're the winner of the T-shirt. Thanks.
Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.